So in one word, the answer to the question of why am I alive? What is my purpose every single moment? The answer to that is emuna. The only reason that I exist every single moment is to have emuna in Hashem. Everybody's looking to be fulfilled. One can only be fulfilled if they're doing what they're meant to be doing truthfully. The true reason that we exist is to have emuna in Hashem. Emuna on an intellectual level means to have faith, to believe in Hashem, to follow His instructions, to learn Torah, to do acts of kindness, to work on one's character traits, etc. And many more things, as Bezrat Hashem will learn about. Classic commentaries explain that having emuna in our heads, meaning just knowing it intellectually, as opposed to really, really feeling it and living with it sincerely in our hearts, the distance between our heads and our hearts, in terms of really internalizing emuna sincerely, is greater than the distance between heaven and earth. Meaning, one can sit for a very short period and give an overview crash course of why we exist, ultimately to have emuna in Hashem. However, truly, truly internalizing it is our life's work. And Bezrat Hashem, we will attempt now to move forward discussing how does one do their maximum effort to try to internalize emuna and succeed in our emuna in Hashem to the highest possible degree. To explain this concept a little bit further, what it means just to know emuna. Oh, I know emuna. I know God exists. I know He runs my life. I know that nobody can do anything unless Hashem wills it. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody's just bought a holiday house overseas. One's coming from America to Israel. He's going to catch a taxi from his house in America to the airport, then get on a plane, and then arrive in Israel and go and arrive in his holiday house. This person, when he gets into the taxi, he suddenly notices that the seat he's sitting on in the taxi, it's a little bit like shaky and not so comfortable. It's not particularly dangerous for him to go in this taxi, but it's just shaking from side to side and he's a little bit bothersome. It's a 30-minute drive from his house to the airport. Will he demand that the taxi driver goes and repairs the car before taking them to the airport? Because they cannot go 30 minutes with a little bit of shaking? Of course, the person just wants to get to the airport. They're never going to see this taxi driver again. They're never going to see this car again. They couldn't care less about this taxi. They just want to get to the airport so that they can continue with their mission of being able to arrive in their holiday house. When it comes to the holiday house itself, let's say something was severely wrong. Let's say one of the walls was broken, that there's no separation between the bathroom and the dining room. Would they object to the contractor that they now have a big problem in their holiday house? Most people, certainly. This is a holiday house for the next many, many years, 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it may be. I'm not having a house where it's completely messed up. You've got to fix this. This is a small analogy to understand a little bit about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is literally 120 years in comparison to eternity, is much less than a taxi ride in comparison to a holiday house. It's nothing. So any efforts we're investing in our life for comforts, if it's not fully for the sake of our interest in developing and earning our Olam Haba, it is as insane as somebody investing in fixing the taxi, a lot of money, just to get a comfortable seat just for 30 minutes. And more insane, because eternity is eternity. Why is it that we sometimes can not opt to do a mitzvah? This is eternity. Why would we rather give into our own comfort? The answer is because we don't fully believe in the fact that this is just an Olam Hazeh, and really we're going to eternity eventually. That is what it means to have one element, we're going to discuss many more, of emuna. Real emuna, to know it. I know there's a next world, and I know there's this world. But now, I feel like spending the next long time watching a show or doing something like that. Again, there's a place for everything. Everything in the right way can be used to serve Hashem. But oftentimes we forget why we're doing it and we don't necessarily do it for the right reasons. One would be absurd to get distracted and not use their time rather for the purposes of Olam Haba and rather invest in things which will be gone forever.